Hi, this is Mr. Slowly, and today I'm going to be talking about the danger of having no limits, part two. No limits is a dangerous phrase for anyone to use. If you come across a dominant who says they have no limits, or worse, they're looking for a sub with no limits, run the other way. This is frequently language that predatory abusers use when prowling for new and inexperienced victims under the guise of BDSM. But they have no respect for the sub in question, and less regard for their safety. A sub who blithely declares, "I have no limits," will likely encounter more than a few of these pseudo-doms trying to take advantage of a situation. Don't be that sub. Put some thought into the things you like, the things you might like to experiment with, and the things you know you never want to try. Having limits and knowing what they are is vital to having the best experience in BDSM. Not every dom will be a good fit for every submissive, just as not every submissive is a good fit for every dom. However, knowing what kinks you have in common, letting your dominant know which kinks he might be willing to try, and which ones you know you will never want to attempt, gives a much better framework for guiding you on your journey as a submissive. Used along with safe words, that knowledge gives your dominant an idea of how best to play with you and make the most of your gift of submission, without taking things in a direction you never intended and never wanted to go. Don't tell me you have no limits and expect a gold star. Tell me what they are, and I'll be much more impressed. Knowing your limits shows me that you have enough regard in yourself to realize your own worth. And there's no value in owning something that's worthless. That you've put some thought into it, and it gives me a better idea of how best to play with you and use you. In short, limits rock. Never be afraid of having them or saying what they are. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticpoemmistress.com.